protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Georgia Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle is threatening Atlanta-based Delta Airlines over its decision to sever ties with the National Rifle Association. As you may know, Delta is one of more than a dozen companies to drop discount programs and other affiliations with the NRA in the wake of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. Lieutenant Governor Cagle, he's a Republican. He explains his position.
We have had communication with Delta. Had they have treated everyone in terms of their discounts fairly, we wouldn't be in this situation. But instead, they chose to single out the NRA and their membership.
Quite the scary situation in Georgia as a teacher was taken into custody after allegedly firing at least one shot inside a Georgia high school classroom. The Dalton, Georgia Police Department announced no students were inside the classroom at the time of the incident. Police said the teacher allegedly would not allow students inside the classroom. This is USA Radio News.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The late Reverend Billy Graham will lay an honor today at the United States Capitol. Earlier today at a ceremony, President Donald Trump had a few words to say about the late Reverend Graham.
In London, Tokyo, Seoul, Bogota, Moscow, New Delhi, Saigon, Johannesburg, and scores of other places, all over the world, Reverend Graham shared the power of God's word with more than 200 million people in person and countless others through television and radio, where people loved to watch and listen. In 1978, with the support of the Catholic bishop, who would soon become Pope John Paul II, Reverend Graham went to Poland and spoke of the meaning of the cross to a people suffering under the soulless oppression of communism. Billy Graham carried his message around the world, but his heart, as Franklin will tell you, was always in America. He took his message to the poorest places, to the downtrodden, and to the brokenhearted, to inmates in prison, and to the overlooked and the neglected.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon and welcome to Talented People here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy and we're streaming on Facebook Live today. We have a really great guest in studio. It's going to be a really highly visual show. Her name is Susan Kaysen Dempster, and she has a company in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, that's called Fun to Create, although she markets like all around the place. She's going to tell us all about it. And I just got the biggest kick, I really did, out of going to a BW Nice meeting, and she was actually there presenting, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. So just trust me, stay with us on that. Right now, the weather forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 40, southwest wind 5 to 7 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Thursday, rain likely, mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 56, calm wind becoming 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon, chance of precipitation is 60%. I need to know this because my need to know now PR club is oversold for tomorrow night, and this is our first one, and guess what? It's going to rain. So anyway, rain on Thursday night, low about 38. Yeah, let's see. It looks fine. Okay, it's going to be 100% chance of rain, but it doesn't look like it's going to start too early because it's around 10 p.m. Friday, rain again, high with near 42, breezy with a northwest wind 11 to 20 miles per hour. That's supposed to be a crazy day. And Friday night, rain showers before 2 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers, low around 35. Chance of snow showers again before 8 a.m. on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 45. Then mostly cloudy with a low of 32 on Saturday night, and mostly sunny all day, the high of 44 on Sunday, and then a low of 30 on Sunday night. Sunny all day on Monday with a high of 47. So we have one little quick break, and then we're going to get back to our conversation here on Talented People with my guest. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back again to Talented People here on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. My guest today in studio is Susan Kaysen Dempster, and her company is called Fun to Create. And it's a pleasure to have her here. This is going to be a fun little episode on something really cool that you could do if you are in the area and are like interested in doing something different for your events. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. And Fun to Create is very excited to have launched right here in Hunterdon County with lots of help from a lot of those BW Nice ladies that you spoke about where you originally were introduced to me. And I'm just so happy to share what we're doing with everybody.
This is going to be fun, okay? Because you, let's talk a little bit about you and your personality, because when you stood up at the event, you really kind of took the room and flew it upside down with like energy and all kinds of reasons why this company and what you're doing is so important for people out there. Because we know everybody has something that they need to do, venue, event, and they always tend to bring the same kind of speakers in, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's you. But talk about you first.
Well, I launched my business just last year with help of a BW Nice, Linda Friedman with Advanta Strategies. And she helped me kind of take all of what was in my repertoire of experience. I'd worked in the restaurant industry for a long time. I owned and operated a full-service floral shop as I raised my two children in Virginia. And then from that, I volunteered. My mother had a stroke early on in life and was in long-term care after a while. And I volunteered at that facility. And from volunteering, which I highly recommend everybody trying, I was asked if I'd like to have a position in their activities department. Oh, I forgot to say that we sold the flower shop in that time period. And I said, yes, that was great. And in a short period of time, the director left. They asked me if I wanted to be the director. They sent me away, and I got certified, came back. And I've been doing activity director for the past 10 years in long-term care. So I've had so much excitement filling the calendars each month with activities to keep hundreds of people busy at different aspects of interests. And so I recently left that position as activities director, and I created Fun to Create. And what that is I bring all-inclusive crafting to you and your group. It could be a large group, it could be a small group, it could be corporate, it could be private, it could be young, it could be old. And what we do is...
This is so true. Okay.
We decide on what project we want to do. Let's just say we want to do the watering can. Can you see that? I'm not sure.
Oh, it's so neat. Oh. Hold on. Can you see it in there? Yeah, pull it up a little closer here.
Okay.
Let me have it.
Okay. This is one of many things I brought as samples.
Show work out.
And so say if we decided we wanted to do that project together, you would tell me when, where, how many people. I would bring all the supplies so everybody could put that project together with instruction. Now you're going to say, oh, I'm not crafty or I'm not artsy and I just don't have that in me. Well, I'm here to tell you we all have it in us, because what helped me launch my business was I'm a new grandma. I have a beautiful
congratulations.
Thank you. I have a beautiful granddaughter, Ava Marie. She lives in Virginia. And just being around her reminded me how much that instinctually we want to create and we want to craft when we're small. I believe God just made it us that way, that we're creators.
I'm a creator. Everybody that follows me knows I'm always doing something. I have to do it, even though I'm not artistic, but I'm loving that you say I actually am.
That's great, because I had several speaking engagements last month that you heard me do one at. And they not only wanted me to speak about what I do, but why it would benefit you. So I really researched, you know, what it is about crafting and creating. And there are so many studies done that it is so beneficial for us. And I brought statistics with me, and I don't want to sit here and read. But within each of us lies the spark of creativity. So if you remember when you were young, or anybody that you're around that is young, they want to paint, they want to build Legos,
color.
They want to do Play-Doh, that's all that creating juices that we have in us. And I understand once we get to school that it kind of get locked in a vault, as I refer to it, and then the maths and the sciences and English take more important position. But I'm here to remind us as adults, especially, but not that I don't work with children also, but as adults we need to unlock that vault, because it's a major de-stressing. It just relaxes us. It gives us socialization a lot of times, especially if you invite Fun to Create to come and help you.
Mm-hmm.
But it also brings that feeling of encouragement through the process and that feeling of accomplishment after you've completed that project.
Right.
And these are wonderful things that we all need in our lives today.
And you need to hear more about this. It's time for our first break here on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm speaking with Susan Kaysen Dempster, and she's got a company called Fun to Create. And I'm serious. I just want to go to the break, but I want everybody to know that, like, we were sitting at one of the restaurants in Huntington County for the event that we were at, and it was Valentine's Day. And she kind of came out. Everybody was expecting just another presentation. She puts her little bag of goodies that are like the full, like what, everything she brings on location. And I'm thinking, I'm not artistic. I'm not going to be able to do this. She wanted us to make a little bouquet arrangement for whoever was our Valentine. Oh my God. And everybody in their chair just got sat up. It was like, oh my God. Then she started talking all about the benefits mentally. I could see the corporate applications. It's just unbelievable. And it did make everybody feel really accomplished at the end of the day when we got done with it. So stay with us. She's got a lot to say, and I'm not going to interrupt. So I promise, if you come right back, stay with us and you'll hear from her.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, welcome back to Talented People here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and our guest is Susan Kaysen Dempster, and her company is called Fun to Create here in Hunterdon County, and she's telling us about it. So let's continue on.
Well, I just want to put a little blurb in that I'm doing a local event, which I do frequently. You can hire Fun to Create to come to your personal home, your venues at your job. It's great team building. If you don't have a venue, I can provide that for us, and we can discuss all the information. But this month, next month, because it's not March yet, although I am adorned with all my St. Patrick's things on the day.
I'm all in for it. Murphy is my name.
Fun to Create will be at the Hunterdon Wellness Center and the Clinton campus on Wednesday, March 14th.
Okay.
We're putting together this fresh flower, St. Patrick's Day basket flowers.
Nice.
And you need to sign up at the front desk there, and they'll take your information. And I hope that you can come join us and just check us out to see how the process works. And have a lovely bouquet of flowers to bring home or give away.
What's the charge to go to that?
This particular arrangement is a $30 fee.
And you bring all of the pieces that go in?
I bring all the supplies, all the flowers, all the instruction, everything.
That's just a really good deal, not including the benefits, like you say, mentally. So are they part, are you actually kind of working with the Hunterdon Wellness Center to put this out there to make sure that people...
I have been working with Shelby. I am a member at the Wellness Centers. And at Christmas time, I presented the Fun to Create to kind of sit in the lobby and sell some evergreen arrangements, as well as the possibility of having a Fun to Create event wherever you might need us. And it went over very well. So Shelby's interested in possibly having Fun to Create be a monthly experience of activities for the clientele. Again, going back to what we were discussing earlier, is the health benefits of that creating and crafting experience. It's extremely important for all of us. It's extremely important for us to watch what we eat and to get that extra exercise to stay strong. It's also important for you to craft. It's something, there's many, many things that you can find to possibly do to do that. But it helps our mind work in a different way when we're creating and crafting. It's called a creative flow. And you can just imagine, as you're sitting working on something, you're very focused on that particular thing. And it kind of shuts out the reality of the world for you, which is that de-stressing that they say, as it's been studied, it de-stresses us and it relaxes us. So in collaboration with the wellness centers, it's a healthy thing to do. So hopefully we'll be doing this on a monthly basis.
Is there a URL? Like, can they just look up Hunterdon Wellness Center and then look up, you know, Fun to Create, and they'll see the link to the register online?
You sure can. You're going to see this exact poster. You can also go to funtocreate.net. That's my website. And it has upcoming things that we're doing locally that's open to the public. And you can also see a bunch of the things we did over the holiday months of December and November of the different things that we did. We've had a fabulous season there. And so each month, especially when it becomes a holiday month, we, you know, offer lots of things that people might be interested in. There's a cute little arrangement I'm going to give to you as a nice little desk arrangement.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
And we just do so many fun things. If there's a project you really see either in the store or you're on Pinterest or wherever you might see it, take a picture of it, send it to me, and we'll decide how we can mass produce that if per as many guests that you might have, and do that as a fun gathering for an event to do.
Right. So, okay. So, like, with the event that was, you know, just about a month ago, it was actually a room of about 40 business leader women. And as an example, you made the Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And so what I wanted to say to your point about just changing it up in your brain and how the brain works, I have to say it was kind of funny how real when you were talking, I was like, wow. But when I went to the dentist one time, the dentist said to me, don't always use the same hand and brush the same way, because you don't realize what you're not using until you try it with your other hand, right? So every now and then when I switch and I notice everything is done differently, that's what you're saying in the brain way with the creativity of art.
Yeah, I've got lots of notes that since I was doing those speaking engagements, I really wanted to get other people's input and the statistics and the studies, and I've got the names, and many were done right here at Rutgers and such. But this one here tells us that crafting relieves stress. It encourages creative thinking, it boosts self-esteem, and provides that sense of accomplishment. It works down to a level of changing the structure and function of our brain. And it does that because it uses both sides of your brain while you're crafting or creating. Where normally if we're doing one thing, it's one side of your brain over the other. And with crafting and creating, you kind of mix that up.
Right.
So we actually produce... new, I'm going to say this word wrong if I don't look at the spelling of it. Is it endorphins? I'm not very medical. But it produces positive things inside.
I think it is endorphins.
Endorphins, is
yes.
That the right word?
Yeah.
Okay. And it involves getting both of your hemisphere brain communicating with each other. Art encourages creative thinking and lets you come up with your own unique solutions. It's out-of-the-box thinking, also stimulates your brain to grow new neurons, which I love that one.
Yeah.
Because as we get older, we're always thinking, And Pablo Picasso has a couple different quotes that I shared with you at that meeting, too, but every child is an artist, as I stated earlier, when you're around a child or a toddler, they want to create. The problem is staying an artist as we grow and putting that priority and reminding ourselves, even if we've never discovered it before, how much that crafting and creating can benefit us physically,
right,
mentally, and emotionally.
Sure.
Yeah. And then this one's great. Picasso said, art washes from the soul the dust of everyday life. And we need that.
Absolutely.
You know, the older we get a lot of dust.
Right.
You know,
yes.
It's like we want to see.
Well, it's also, again, just almost the standard operating procedure. Like, that's what you did that day. It was so much fun to go to something that was so different. And that's why I'm like so happy to have you here today, is because I want everybody out there to know that there is something that you can do that's totally different. Tell us a little bit about some of your favorite events that you've hosted, like your favorite client or, you know, consumer type of interaction and what they created.
Well, I go weekly to a group here locally in Flemington, and so I'm always thinking of that next project to do. And I'm always working about a month or more in advance. So right now, with spring coming, we've been working on these lovely
that's so cool
Beat It wind chimes.
Wow.
And that's a new event you can hire fun to create and come do with you and your friends, or it's a great team builder.
Right.
You know, at work, if you're either going to launch into something that's really stressful for your team, or you just completed something that was really stressful for your team, besides giving them donuts in the lounge,
right,
invite fun to create to come in And I could be in your conference room, and folks could come in when they have a few moments and work on something tangible that they will have. And it's just, it's stress relieving for your employees as
it's
well
so cool.
as team building.
Right, the team building side of it. How much would this cost? And you bring, again, all the stuff. So all
that,
you do-
whole, that craft right there complete is a $40 per person.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so basically they would call you up and say, I really want to make the wind chime. And you would say, how many people are coming? You'll go to their venue, right?
If that need, yeah, sure. I travel to you.
And then you bring enough. This is really high quality. These beads, they're not plastic or anything. They're,
well, there's a variety. There's some wood, some plastic, some different.
But it's not cheap.
Shapes.
It's actually pretty heavy.
It is. It's a
it's
nice,
heavy.
And they are the chakra colors.
I love this.
And or the rainbow colors, which I learned are one and the same.
Oh.
The chakra colors and the rainbow colors are the same.
Oh, my God. That's just so clever.
So I actually made this for someone who's interested in having that craft at their store over in
Milford.
Oh,
that's cool. Make sure you speak a little closer to the mic. I want to make sure everybody can
okay.
hear you.
All right.
That's totally cool.
Yeah, and then I love to recycle things. So things. This is an incomplete wreath. I've got a complete one here. But this is just strips of material that we decide what the theme will be. Obviously, we did them for
Fourth of July.
Yeah. Lunch. And it's a matter of cutting the strips, which is just kind of sitting around and doing that. And if you want, I can provide them already cut. And then your
makes
group,
it easier for the
your,
time.
Yeah, the time is because that's a lot. A big part of it is cutting.
Right.
And then we just sit around and
we have make, fun.
And that's a fun
do
one.
You bring the same for each, like, when you walked in, does everybody have identical things, or are there different, so at the end, they come out different? Or
I try to be as consistent in the bags mm-hmm. as possible. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of art is no matter what, you know, I have artists, painter artists on staff, too, that can do tangible painting pictures. So we could bring all the supplies to you
wow.
and paint pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
And then if you had a group of 10 people, every 10 pictures, even though they were instructed the same way.
And looking at the same thing.
Are going to be different.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of art, and it's the expression of how you see it and how you present it through your hands.
How long is a typical event? Like if someone was going to book you and they said, I have 15 friends and we want to do this, how does that work?
Most of the times it's an hour. I ask for like 15 minutes to set up, 15 minutes to break down, because I really want to clean up after myself. I don't want to, you know, I take care of all of that. So basically an hour. So for a birthday party per se, whether it's an adult or a child's birthday, that's a time allotment, depending on the craft. Now, if we do something a little bit more involved, like this one, this would probably be more of a two-hour event.
That is so cool. Sorry, I love it.
It takes a while to bead, you know, string all the beads. I'm going to bend down here for a second. Hang on. Oh, we did this one in December with a local BW nice gal, invited me into her home for her birthday party. And she had, I think, about a dozen adults.
That's
and she pre-ordered this, and this is just the little snowman candy dish.
That's so cool.
So we all made them, but they all look different. If you look on the website, there's a picture of the whole line of these guys.
I love that. Well, that was the part about the accomplishment side that I have to say. You can see, right? I really am enjoying this, right? And it was like just to smile during a business meeting and be like, wait a second, I thought we were working here. Like you say, my brain was just like shook up. But at the end, I was so proud of my little flower thing. I was so, she's a florist, so she had so much talent in helping me. But I wouldn't even have tried it, and I still love it today.
And the fresh flowers, of course, are something I'm very comfortable with. So that is a very fun way to open the doors. I market myself at the retirement communities, mm-hmm. not so much the assisted or long-term, because they have paid activities directors on staff.
Right.
But the retirement communities, those folks that are still on their own driving around, and they live in those lovely communities with these great
oh, they're
centers.
Beautiful. I've got a couple leads for you on that, by the way.
Yeah. I love those folks.
And they love people like you, because they do. They have people who want to do stuff,
you know,
all the time.
And to learn something new is
right.
also so beneficial. So
and for you to bring
it
all on location.
I've never done it. as we get older, we really need to open that up and say, okay, I need to just figure it out, see if I can do it or can't.
It was so much fun. And also the fact that you bring everything. That's the one thing I hate about events that I have to man is I have to run around like I am right now for tomorrow night. I've got all these things I have to do, but you just walk in and bring everybody their thing, and then you can take advantage of the time together.
And that is very beneficial for the host or hostess because it really adds that hands-on project that everyone's going to remember. They're going to take it home with them. They're going to sit it on their shelf or look at it somewhere. They're going to remember you every time they look at whatever it is and that encouragement they felt through the whole process. And hopefully they, too, will say, oh, that was fun, and they're going to call Fun to Create.
I'm sure they are, yes.
Yeah. So I've got some new things we're working on. This is something...
It must be fun for you just to figure out something new to work on with everybody.
It is.
That would be so much fun.
I just love the process of getting all the pieces together. It's part of the... You know, otherwise I wouldn't enjoy what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
I love putting all the bags together and getting it all organized and then bringing it in. But this is a hanging plant, and I don't know if I'll be able to pick it up the right way. Oh, I picked up the wrong thing. But it's a ball of moss, and your plant hangs in there.
Where do you get moss at? I love it.
Oh,
this is so much fun. I'm loving this.
So I'm gonna be offering this in the spring months coming up as an event. You can order me to come in and do these. And I don't know, we'd probably do two or three per person so that you can kind of hang them in your window.
Oh, so creative. Yeah.
It's a little different.
And Next to the wind chime.
Next to the wind chime.
I wanted to get one of those.
The other thing I'm working on is paper quilling. I don't know if you're familiar with paper quilling. And it's the art of thin cut paper. And you round it. And it's the little round designs. And then you put the little round designs together to create a bigger picture. And it's just so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the kind of thing, like, for me. Like, I don't do arts and crafts. So I would be looking at it like, oh, my God, where do I start? But at the end, I would be so proud, like a little kid putting my little work on the refrigerator.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of Fun to Create.
That's cool.
We bring the instructors. Now, there are instances that people ask me, can I buy that in a kit? Yes, most definitely. If it's not a live plant and or flowers, most of my products can be packaged and sold as a kit. So I can send them to you, too.
That's neat.
If you have just an interest to do that, to take it on vacation and keep the kids busy or things like that. I do one-on-one also.
I could see you doing a Facebook stream with all your people pre-order, and then they're waiting for you to come on and show them how to do it.
So, you know, if you love this, and you're like, oh, I love that, but I really just want one.
I do love that.
Then you get in contact with me via the Facebook or the website, and you say, you know, send me that as a kit, and I'll certainly do that for you.
Cool.
Yeah. One-on-one's important, too. A lot of homebound people, having worked in that long-term care industry, just the homebound folks, for whatever reason. You know, if mom or dad is home, but yet they've been crafty, or you really want to give them something different, call me up. I'll go visit with them, do an hour with them once a month, once a week, whatever you're comfortable with. And it just gives everybody a little bit of something different to get that mind working in a different way and feel positive.
Oh, my gosh. I can just imagine what you must have been like at. I think it's so cool that you used to be a florist or have a flower shop, and then you had some activity planning, and then now you're able to put that together in your own business and just smile about it and go outside and make people happy all day long.
Because creativity is contagious, and we want to pass it on.
I love that. And that is true, because that's creativity releases the endorphins. That is actually the positive thing. Smiling is contagious. Creativity and artwork, it totally is. And I love the individuality of what you say at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is. It's so good. I mean, more and more of my notes as I go through them, it says research also shows that when team members are happy at work, they're better collaborators. They work to common goals and are more innovative. That means it pays to elevate people's mood at the start of a team effort by using a hands-on crafting event. These are studies. This is not me just...
Yeah, no. After I left the event, I was so up, you know, about it, and I put a couple pictures up, and I was talking to a couple people, and one of my best friends works for Johnson & Johnson. And she said that they are totally, like, absolutely into this, and they have been for about a year or two, but they totally do believe that this is true. It's not new information. It's just who knows of anyone like you. Well, that's why she's on the show today.
Yay!
I'm showing you that she's here, and she's easy to get to. Susan K. Kaysen Dumpster Fun to Create is the name of her company right here in Hunterdon County.
Yeah. And we've been so excited. People keeping us busy. And here's something else coming up this spring. Look at this. I've got a local person who makes these.
Oh, my God. A birdhouse?
It's a birdhouse, but it's a real-size birdhouse. It's not one of these little birdhouses.
No. That's like, what, like eight inches by seven?
Yeah. And I've got them all in different forms, but just as a painting project, because they're like, oh.
Oh, wait. Hands it over.
For the boys and things like that, you know, people are like, oh, my, but the boys don't want to do this or that.
Whoops. Hold on. What about, like, okay, so this is, again, this is not a, like, cheap thing. This is gorgeous, heavy, and it will work for real birds.
It will.
Like, okay, so how much would this be per person approximately? And it would take longer because they would have to put it together, or it's already together, it's just painting.
I
love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. Then.
And that is a $25 project.
This is only $25?
Yes.
Oh my God, how fun. This
and
is just
the
season
paints,
for this.
All,
you bring all the paints and everything?
And I clean up.
That is such a good price. I mean, that's cheap price, especially you get to have the therapy of the art, the creativity, all the paints, and then you get the birdhouse and you get to take it home.
Yeah,
I want to do this every day.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
Most events start at $15 as a minimum and go up to, you know, the highest I've had so far is a $50 project.
And what was that for?
That was a mosaic.
Wow.
So mosaics do take a little bit more time because it's a layering process. You have to layer and wait and kind of grout and all those fun things. So that's a little bit more depending on what surface that we're going to try to mosaic on.
Wow.
But, you know, that gives everybody a for instance of the pricing of Fun to Create. Again, if you have a project.
You go to the movies and just buying some popcorn, a ticket, and a soda, you're talking $50, you know what I mean? This is so much more fun. And I love the hands-on with your, like, you know, kid. Or you could have Mommy and Me or, you know, Mother's Day type of thing.
Oh, yeah. The homeschoolers are a big folks for me, too.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just to come to them as the art teacher for the day or for whenever they hire me and is a great way.
Well, yeah. I'm just like, now I'm going to shout out to my sister Joanne with a 9 and one kid on the way, the 10. Huh? Joanne's watching right now, I know. Because that is something, like for birthday parties, you could make something easy for all the kids instead of going to like the movies or bowling or whatever, where that they pay per kid for, you know, them to have a party. Do you do that?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Because they get to walk away with something too. Forget the shower. You don't even have to give the giveaway parting gift.
That's your favor. You know, the craft or whatever we do will be your party.
Your parting gift or whatever you call it. Yeah.
Your favor for
the
party.
Oh my God, pays for itself.
Yeah. I'll be, I do Coast to Coast. Fun to Create is called Coast to Coast Craft and Events. And I launched here in Hunterdon County and have been staying busy. I also go to Virginia, where a lot of my family members are, about 4 hours from here, and I market myself there also. But I also market myself out in California, where my daughter lives in Redondo Beach.
How fun.
And I'm so happy to say that in March, I go out there for a week and see my new grandson, Bryson.
Oh, this is your one grandchild that you have?
No.
You have another one in Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ava Marie is 4 years old. That's my son Douglas's daughter, and she's in Virginia. And then my daughter has a son, Bryson, and he's only 4 months old.
And you haven't met him yet?
I'm
so jealous. I don't think I have grandchildren on the way for at least 5 or 10 years.
So they're in Redondo Beach, and I'll be at Redondo. Fun to Create will be at Redondo Beach Library on March 21st with the children there. And they get a group of about 50 children come in with their parents. It'll be about 90 people.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to do something fresh for spring. It's the first full day of spring when we're going to be there. We're doing an artificial arrangement of spring flowers. And we'll, you know, talk to the children about the different types of flowers, the early bloomers and the colors.
Oh, it's so fascinating. What about, what is the youngest kind of group age that you would want to actually, where they would really fulfill out of this, get a really great, you know, have a great time?
I don't have a fear of age. You know, they don't have to be I don't have too young, and definitely don't have too old, because
right.
I've worked with both
right.
levels. So you just need to
and
contact
all in between.
Me. Yeah, everybody in between. Just contact Fun to Create, and we will discuss what your needs are and really try to do the best program for you.
That is so great. Okay, so we're going to go to our break right now. This is Talented People. You're listening to me. I'm Jeannie Murphy with a conversation with Susan Kaysen Dempster. Again, fun to create. You can see that. We're going to go to our break right now. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I've really been a big advocate since the day I was at that event, and I just want to stay being that way. So if you want to get in touch, go to our website, and we'll be right back after this.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our communities safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Okay, we're back here, Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a great afternoon. It is already February 28th. Tomorrow is the first day of March.
Ah! Top of the morning to you, all right?
I don't know how it can be March. I'm like, oh my God. But I'm excited because I cannot wait for spring and summer. So anyway, again, my guest here today is Susan Kaysen Dempster, and her company is called Fun to Create. Okay, so you were telling us more specifics about like the benefits of actually doing these creative things rather than just having a normal business networking meeting or something else.
Most definitely. I'm going to read a little bit from what I've researched. It says, creating art increases that feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine. That was the word I was looking for. Dopamine has been called the motivation molecule. It boosts drive, focus, and concentration. It enables you to plan ahead. It gives you that I did it lift when you accomplish what you set out to do. Dopamine stimulates the creation of new neurons and prepares your brain for learning. So that, if you have a staff, is what you want. You want them to open up their minds and not be set in that same way of thinking, especially with a new project. You know, I said you can do this before you launch a new project. great way. It's a great way to say, hey,
you hit the reset button. Yeah. Like, because I can see where you're talking about, like, when we're working and we're under a deadline and there's some kind of proposal that has to go out, everybody's hands on deck and everybody's like all freaked out, and then it's all done. Yeah. And then we're on to the next project. It's nice to say something in the middle there, just breaks it up.
Yeah. And it's just a great, and crafting hobbies of all kinds increases that dopamine, which wards off depression and, here's the big one, protects the brain from aging.
What? Oh, we have like a weekly class.
My phone's going to be ringing off the
Yeah, it is. It is. So here's a question. Can someone, do you have like this like menu of ideas, or does someone come to you and say, I'd like to do this. Can you do this for me? Like, how does that work?
Both, yes.
Because I know you have obviously these things, which is amazing.
Tricks. I always call it bag of tricks. But on the website, which I try to put pictures out as soon as we accumulate them, but sometimes I'm a little behind the scene, but you can go to the website and see a lot of the projects we've already done. But again, if there's something here that you've seen us present in this little bit of an interview and say, hey, I really want to try that hanging plant, then you contact me and we'll discuss it. If there's a project that you love and you just would love to try to make that, contact me. We'll look at it together and we'll figure out the best way economically to get the pieces together and when and where and how.
I just love this whole thing so much. I was just thinking about what you're saying. Okay, so say like a whole bridal party, right? Like maybe there's like 20, maybe it's a shower, bridal shower, okay? And so the bride needs to have flower arrangements for the table, right? And she's going to have a shower. It would be so cool if everybody made one, because that would pay for the cost plus some that they would save on actually buying the arrangements.
Most definitely.
Everybody could have, and then they could put their name on it, and after the wedding, they could just take it home. So they get to have a good time. They get to do that. I mean, I could just see so many applications for this.
And I have done bridal parties.
How fun.
Just to do their centerpieces ahead
That's
of
what
time.
I'm saying, the centerpieces, yeah.
And you're paying for them whether you're having somebody professionally, florist or whomever, to pay.
Oh my
to do
God,
that.
So much more personal to have your friends making them.
That group together, and it's that socialization, that team building, that getting everybody together ahead of time. It's so much fun.
And especially because you bring all the stuff.
I bring all the stuff.
I think that's the best part. Do you have a little bag? Did you happen to bring your bag that you brought to the, where you actually, I had a picture of it, and I have it in my Facebook
page. I've got a lot of them.
It's just, she brings a little bag, and it says right on the outside of it, and it's got everything in the bag. So it's like, hi, and it's all clean and done. I loved the whole thing. It's it took 15 minutes for everybody to get set up.
Has it, because, you know, I've got, like, there was, like you said, 40 to 50 people at that meeting.
Right.
So I needed to present that in a quick way, because I didn't have an hour then. I just had about 15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah. And I my it's the 28th of February, but it was February 14th, and it's still pretty. You put it in like something that actually has water. It's real. That's your florist background.
Yeah, and I teach all that through the process. I teach you the different names of everything, how to, you know, where to do, what to do, not to put it in the sun and all. You know, it's a learning experience as well as that hands-on opportunity for you to, you know, craft and...
It's an unlimited opportunity, like, for you. I mean, I just can see so many reasons. So if someone out there is thinking about something that they want to get in touch with you, mm-hmm. talk about the best way to get in touch.
All right. Well, I'll shoot out the phone number first. You can call us at 540-336-8346 at any time. Mm-hmm. Our email address is info@funtocreate.net. And then the website, again, is funtocreate.net.
Cool.
We're on Facebook. We have a Fun to Create Facebook site, too. I personally am on LinkedIn, Susan Case on Dempster. And so lots of fun ways. And if nothing else, you can always call the chamber now, and they'll tell you.
Absolutely.
She'll tell you, too.
We have a couple more minutes left, too. So, anybody wants to get in touch, all you got to do is reach out to me, and I'll make sure you get in touch.
Yeah, so if there's anybody that has ideas, or, you know, I'm open to all kinds of avenues and doors that are opening. I'm very thankful for everybody.
Another point. So you actually will go to someone's house if they're going to have, what's the best, like place, like I know that you did the event with the 40 women and it's like, that's perfect because it's a business meeting and it's all done and it's very efficient and everybody walks away feeling great. But on a typical day, are you going to people's houses or, I mean, I know that you do the retirement villages.
Right.
Love that.
Yeah. That's a big one for us. And yes, I do come into people's homes, especially for the birthday parties and things like that. And then the one-on-ones for those that really think that mom and dad benefit from that because they've always been an artsy person.
So nice.
But you got to think outside the box. Even if mom or dad was not an artsy person,
right,
this opens up a part of our brain to have a one-on-one experience of let's learn it together. And it helps us all remember, help that aging process.
Right.
So it's never too late.
No, not at all.
Never too late to learn.
Yes. All right. Well, you have still about 5 more minutes.
So all right. Well, I have a bunch of things I think I showed you. Here's some things for the summer. We've got the red, white, and blue.
That's just so cool. How much would that one be for a party?
This one's a $20 because it's an artificial.
Wow.
It's a simpler thing. Did I show you the umbrella? This one's kind of cute for this spring. I don't know. It kind of traveled a little hard in my bag. But this is an umbrella.
Aww.
That you can hang on your door as a wreath.
Where do you come up with these ideas at? That's so cute.
And it's love a little that different than just a wreath. So for the month of April, you know, April showers. And
right.
You can hang the umbrella and
yes!
Bring May flowers. I have another event that I do with, it's a basket wreath. And I didn't bring it because my bag only held so much. But it's a wreath for your door that has a built-in basket. So you change that arrangement that goes in the basket seasonally. So once you make the investment of that wreath, which is a little bit more than your average wreath.
But you can use it.
Then I come back quarterly and we exchange that arrangement that's inside.
That's cool. I love that because I know I always have to go back and find my other one to change the seasons and I just don't bother or I don't have one or it's like too late. And I'm like, that sounds so cool.
Now, fresh flowers were, the big holidays, of course, was Valentine's Day. It was real busy for a couple weeks there in February. Mother's Day is coming up, so that's something to think ahead. You know, the more that you give me time to plan for you, then the better I can get those pricings and the supplies that we're going to need ahead of time. So the plants and the live things are always available. You just got to call me up, and I'll come with all the goodies.
Yes, and I want to mention something. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thank you for watching on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And also, my guest again is Susan Kaysen Dempster on Fun to Create. You don't even know this. I know that I'm going to say this anyway because I know we're talking about I want you to come over. I want them to be updated on my Need to Know Now club. But if you're watching this and you're like, oh my God, I want to do it, but I don't have a place right now, then make sure you get in touch with me because I do have a place that you can go to have your events. I have this perfect little 25-person room that is just so quaint and you're more than welcome. I would just love to be able to see this all day long.
Well, thank you.
No, I'm serious. I want everybody to know. So my update on my Need It Now Know-How Club, it started off about a month ago where I decided I was going to use my backspace room to have these kind of things. So the first one was on PR. We talked about it. I invited Paul Grisella, who's the general manager and editor of the Courier News and part of the USA Today Network. He's talking tomorrow night about companies who want to learn more about pickup in the press and press releases and what these publishing people look for a story. So that was sold out. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. But then I have another one coming up. So if you're interested, all you have to do is come to check in with me on Jeannie Murphy Public Relations or any of the talented people. It's on April 12th, and it's going to be called Understanding the Dark Web. This is fascinating because I have a colleague. Her name's Carol Gable, and she is with Seven Pearls Risk Management. And she and I were talking the other night. She's coming to the event tomorrow night. And this, I want this to be an intimate group, okay? It's only like 25 people at a time, different topics, a variety of different things. And basically, she's going to talk about the dark web and things I didn't even know last night. So that's going to be on April 12th. Get in touch. You are awesome. So I'm going to give you the last 3 minutes. I want everybody to know that, again, if you've got something in mind, don't hesitate to get in touch.
Well, Fun to Create, once again, to wrap it up, is an all-inclusive crafting event brought to you and your group. And we don't hesitate for small groups, large groups, corporate groups, private. If you have a spot, then that's great. If not, then we'll find a spot that we can use together. I have used Hunterdon shared spaces right here in Hunterdon
cool.
for several events.
That's great.
That's Linda Friedman's spot over here. And watch for us. The library often does things for me, but I'm going to be working with the Wellness Center here locally for open. And that's open to the public. Again, to review, March 14th. No, what did I say? March 14th. Yes, March 14th is my Clinton Wellness location, and we're going to do that Fresh Flower St. Patrick's Day basket. So that's open to the public.
Awesome.
And then I'm invited to Branchburg Middle School to work with the staff as a team building the next day, so we're going to be doing something similar in that picture also. So there's lots of ideas that we have, and if you have an idea, I'm so excited about that.
She really is. Like, she's very welcoming to ideas, and she also just brings in the charm and the positivity, and all
we
this stuff gets done.
Too.
Look at her. Like, she's so upbeat.
You know, if you have an 11-year-old girl's birthday party,
oh,
call me up.
Yeah.
I've raised two children, and there's only so many birthday ideas.
That... Your
when this thing, yeah.
That's perfect. You could just picture. I mean, I could see it for so many different things. I mean, I'm sorry, I love all of it, as you know.
Yeah.
But I can see that for the young girls, like the 11
and
to
they
12.
Love the bracelets, the memory yeah. wire bracelets, and the simple earrings, and we have a lot of things that we can offer you.
And she brings it all and takes whatever's going home, and everybody gets to walk out with their like beautiful accomplishment and their piece, whatever they made. All right, this is it. I got to ask you one last 30 seconds. What would you like to say to everybody?
I would just like to thank you, Jeannie, for inviting me. Thank BW Nice for all the lovely, wonderful association and the networking that happens there in Diane and her vision.
Yes.
So we do fundraising also. Didn't stick that in our little repertoire.
Oh!
We can do fundraising, so you just call me up and we'll think about something and make it work for you. And
that's great.
So
I know a lot of people out there.
We can help everybody tap into their creative juices.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Susan, again, for being here again. Everybody, whoops, don't forget to see this and stop at the website and like her on Facebook and then set up something because you're going to be so happy. Can you imagine? Like, oh my gosh. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening in and watching on Talented People, streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
This afternoon at the White House, President Donald Trump met with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle to discuss what can be done to keep our kids safe at school.
We're going to all sit around. We're going to come up with some ideas. Hopefully, we can put those ideas in a very bipartisan bill. It would be so beautiful to have one bill that everybody could support, as opposed to, 15 bills. Everybody's got their own bill. But if we could have one terrific bill that everybody started by the people around this table, special people. These are the people that seem to be just most interested, very interested in this problem. And it's a big problem.
One of the senators present in the room was Democratic Senator Chris Murphy. He talks about what he believes needs to be done.
There is no other issue out there in the American public today like background checks. 97% of Americans want universal background checks. In states that have universal background checks, there are 35% less gun murders.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Today was the first day back for students at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. This after a school shooting took the lives of 17 people there and injured many others. There's still a lot being discussed as far as what can be done to prevent violent acts like this from happening again.